Pasuk has to say by Chometz a new lashon. It doesn't only say lechor that it belongs to you, but also says lo yimotzei. Mashma, even though the Chometz doesn't really belong to you, really the guy is the owner. But since it's in your reshus and you have a chrayis, if it gets lost, you'll have to pay for it. That's enough of lo yimotzei since it's found by you. That's what the Torah says in the word of lo yimotzei. But elo leman diyoma kimam and dami. But if you say the fast, you have the chiyav achrayis. That if that Chometz gets lost, you have to pay for it. It's considered like mamash belongs to you. Or bezer lo yimotzei lamuli. Why do I have to have the pasuk for lo yimotzei? I know it from the first pasuk of lechol. The pasuk says lo yiroi lechol. You can't see your chametz. Now, even though the chametz belongs to the goy, but since you have a chiyav achrayis, if it gets lost, you'll have to pay for it. This man the yomis says that's considered like the mamash belongs to you. So it's mamash lechol. So even without the pasuk of lo yimotzei, the Torah just should have said the word lechol. What do I need lo yimotzei for? So the more itzrich, less do I need it. I would think no, that kol zaman the chayfetz is ben, this chometz is here, then it's not considered like a belonging to you. Because kol zaman the chometz is here, who gets it? It goes straight back to the guy. So kol zaman the chometz is ben, it's still around, it wasn't used up yet, it's still 100% belonging to the guy. Kamash malon, that it's us for you to have that chometz. Kamash malon. In other words, when do we say Dovra Germ Lamam is Kamamadami? When the Chometz gets burnt up, it's not here anymore. Now you have to pay for it. Now that you have to pay for it, we consider as if before it belonged 100% to you. But it only belonged to you once you have a chiyuv to pay for it. But Kol Zaman the Chometz is here, that the guy, whatever he wants, he comes and takes it right back, we never say it's considered it belongs to you. It doesn't belong to you, it's still the guy's. So it's good. If it would just say the word lechor, something belonging to you, it's aser, this because now say it's mutter, it doesn't belong to me. But now that there it says the word lo yimotzei, it's anything that's found by you, this is considered found by you. Even though you don't own it, but it's considered found by you since you have a chiyav achrayis. Achrayis makes it yimotzei found by you. Kamashmon. Boy minei meirovah. You have to shalaf and rovah. Pehemas anunyo chayevis bebechoyro oyein chayevis bebechoyro. Veima Arnunya means the goyim, the king there, had a chayk that he would take 1/10 for taxes. In other words, when you had behemoths, so every 10 behemoths, he took one for his taxes. So the locker is, a goyish behemoths potter from Bechayra. Now a Yisroel has 10 behemoths here. And we want to know now, is there a chiv to bring Bechayra from these 10 behemoths? What's the suffix? Because maybe the goy will take one of these 10 behemoths, and that's going to blight belongs to the goy. So it would look as if the goy has a right to take one of these behemoths now, as if the goy owns these behemoths and is potter from the korban bechor, or else no. So Rashi Anunya Hamelech Noitel Iser Min Abehema or Min Atzfua. It was taxes the king always took 1/10 of the behemoths or 1/10 of the wheat that you grew. Is the shayla chayevus bechorim? Is the behema now mechuyvim? Now it still belongs to the soil. Does he have to bring a bechor from it? The kaim alone. Anytime a guy has shaykhis or even a part in ownership in your behemah, you put it from Bechayra. Shenema, the pasuk says, Li kol Bechor b'Yisrael. Avolay b'cherem, only by Yisrael does chiyuv Bechor, not if somebody else brings it. So the shaila here is, since the guy, the king, has a right to take this animal, maybe it's considered like the guy has a shutfis, has a chilek in the animal, and it's put it from Bechayra. That was the shaila. Again, Marboy m'nei Merova. Behemah Anunah, this behemah that the guy has a right, the king has a right to take for his taxes, before we took it, is Chayevus of Bechor Aloy. Is that behemah, now that it belongs to the Yisrael, does he have to bring it for Korban Bechor or not? Oy, ain't Chayevus Bechor. It's more like this. Kol Heicha Demotzim Asalag Lei Bezuzei, calls the man, when the king comes to you and says, give me the tent, give me the animal, the Yisrael has the right to say, you know what, instead of giving the animal, I'll pay you money. I could redeem it with money. Then lo kami boil on the chayiv. Avada then the animal is considered 100% by the Yisrael, and the Yisrael is chayiv to give bechor from it. Ki kami boil on one of the sofik, heicha deloy motzi misalag lei bezuzi. No, you have no right to stop the king from taking it. You can't pay him off with money. He bedavka has the right that he wants to take your animal. Now my, what's the lochem? Omulup turi, he answered back, avada spotter from bechor. Since the king has a right to take it, like he has a yad in it right now, and any time a goy has a right or a schus in the behemah, it's potter from bechor. For the Gemara Astira, for Atanya Chayev, this eye another brisa says, no, this animal that the king has a right to take for taxes, Kozuman, they didn't take it yet, the Yisrael has the chiyah bechor on it. And the Gemara Hossam, the Mosim Masalakli, I'll tell you, there's poshid. They were talking about the Asra, that king lets you pay for it. So therefore, since you could pay for the behemoth, it's not like the guy owns any part of it right now. Kol Zman, the king doesn't take it away from you. It's 100% yours. He has a right to take it, but you have a right to stop him by paying him money that we don't see as if it belongs to the king. It's 100% the Israel's. Ik of the army, some say like this. Ik of the army, I'm a rovon. Behemas arnunya. This behemoth that the king has a right to take for taxes, Pturim min ha-Bechorim. You should know, Kol Zman belongs to the Yisrael, he's still potter from Bechorim. V'yaf agav demosim masalik lei. Even though the Yisrael could pay himself off with money, so what? Since right now the king has the right to be tevei at hesk, for that behemoth, it's considered the goy has a yad, has some type of a schus, a right to take the behemoth, and it's potter from Bechorim. Ma'ashenken isis anunya. Let's say the dough. Yid may do. And the same thing, the king has a right to take one of the 10 doughs belong to the king. You should know that dough that the king would take is chayevus b'chalom. You have to take off chal if you want to eat it now. Even though a dough that belongs to a guy is potter from chalom. But here we say that the fact the king could take it doesn't pot you from chalom. The yafagav le'mosim salikli. Even though you can't pay yourself, you have to give the dough later to the guy. Still, right now, calls them on the guy, the king didn't take it. And the Yisrael once eat it, he has to take off challah first. And Zuhur, what's the difference? What's the difference? The animal was saying, since the king has the right to take it, it's still like it belongs to the guide, and you put it from Bechor. Mashenkin, the dough, even though the king has a right to take the dough, we still look as if it's chayim b'challah, means we look as if it belongs 100% to the Yisrael. What's the svara? My timer, teretz is tekzera. Behema is lekola. A behema has the koil. Everybody knows about it. So if people will see that this behemoth is a bechor, they saw the animal just give birth, and they see that the baby, you're not giving to the kohen. People will know why you're not doing it. They'll know that it has a curl that this behemoth, this baby is going to go to the king. So since the king has a right to take it, it's called the goy, has a king in it, and you put it from bechor, and everybody knows about it. Therefore, there's no gzera mid rabboni that you have to give it from bechor. Everybody knows why you're not giving it from bechor. Ma'ashenken isa, the dough, even though it's true, really the dough should be potter from challah, because the king has the right to take it, give like he has a schus in it, but with rabbonin you have to take off challah, because isa less like curlo. A knee dough doesn't have a curl. So melo, when the people see you eating from this dough without taking off challah, they'll be chayshin you're doing an isa, or they'll learn out you don't have to take off challah from you. So since people don't know that this dough came from the king, therefore you have to take off challah. That's the reason why. Tana Rabbanan, Nochri shenichnas lechatzeroi, Shel Yisrael, a guy on Pesach comes into your house, into your chotzer, uvetzeka biyodoi, and he has chametz in his house. What do you do at work? You have a guy working on Pesach, he comes into your house, and he's eating lunch, he comes in with a sandwich. Is alocha ain't zokit levaru. You don't have to get rid of that chametz. When the bread falls in your house, you're not mechuyev to get rid of the chametz. Pshita, but the chametz doesn't belong to you. It's goyish chametz like we had. You're only not allowed to see your chametz, but goyish chametz you're allowed to see. You weren't mekabel achrayis here. So mele it's muter ein zok levarim. What about hefkidu etzloi? Let's say the goy put it by your pekodin by you. Then you mekabel achrayis poshut it means. So now if it gets lost, you have to pay for it. Then zok levarim. Then you have to get rid of it, like we had before. Since your mekabel achrayis upon it, it blinds like now it's motzui, it's found by you. Therefore, now that I have this chametz on Pesach, you have to get rid of it. What about yachid loy bayis? What about you set aside, you give the guy one room to use? You say, put all your chametz in this room. What's the locha then? So it's a machlekes rishonim in this case that we're talking about, even when you're mekabel achrayis, even though the Yisrael has a key of achrayis and it gets lost, he has to pay for it, still will be mutter here. Because since you put this chametz away in a special room for the guy, it's called in his rishus, not in your rishus at all. But the Braita says, Yachid loy bayis, let's say you set aside one room. One room now belongs to the guy like. Ein zokik levayir. You don't have to get rid of the chametz there. So some shittas go, even though you're mekabel achrayis, but the svaris will soon see, since you're letting the guy use this room, it's like you're renting this room to the guy. And tchiris is kanyon. So this room doesn't belong to you anymore, it belongs to the guy. So it's like the chometz is in the guy's rishus, them pshit is mutum. As even if a Yisrael is mekabel achrayis upon a pikadon from a guy, it's only osir if it's in the Yisrael's rishus, because Allah yimotzei. But that's pshit. If you're mekabel achrayis from a guy's chometz, and the guy takes the chometz home to his own house, pshit is mutum. Because the monoshek, shalachor, it's not mamish yours. It still belongs to the guy.
The only aver is lo yimotzei. Lo yimotzei is b'mateichim. In your house, it has to be motzei. If the goy takes it home to his house, it's not called motzei. See here also, since you're giving the goy a room to use, it's like you're renting him this room. So this room belongs to the goy. So even though you have a chiyuv achrayis on it, because and so what? Since it's in the goy's reshus, it's mutter. Shenema the posuk says lo yimotzei. It can't be found by you. This is not called found by you. So the more might come, what does it mean to say? What does lo yimotzei mean to tell us? It's going on the reisha. Vochi koma. Hefki duetz loy. If the guy was mafkid, gave his chometz to you to hold, and you're makabel achrayis on it, you should know zokik levayir. You have to get rid of that chometz. I, why the chometz doesn't belong to you, it belongs to the guy. But there is this. The voice of the chometz shouldn't be found by you. So once you're makabel achrayis on the chometz, that's enough to be considered motzei. It's found by you. It's also. Rav Ashi Yama, no. L'yoyla ma'seif is going on the sefer l'kula. That if you're mayachad, you set aside a place in your house where it should be, there it's mutter. V'ochi koma. Yachid loybayis, if you set aside a room where the goy could put the chometz, ain't zosit levayir. You don't have to get rid of it. Why? Shenema, the pasuk says, lo yimotzei b'vateichem. It shouldn't be found in your house. V'ho lavdi dehu. And this room is not considered your room anymore. Why? Because when the guy goes into this room now, true, it's a room in your house, but since you're letting the guy use the room, it's like you rented it to him, so it's considered his room now. So when the guy walks into this room, it's not considered motzui by you, it's considered motzui by the guy, and that's mutter. It's like the guy has it in his reshus. I think Mar says, from here we see, that if I rent something, even though the house belongs to me, I have a room, and I rent out my room to a guy, I'm allowed to let the guy put his chometz there. And even if I'm a kabbalah chrayis on the chometz, so what? It's not considered in my house, because since chiris is kanya, since the guy has rented it for me, renting is called kanya, belong like the reshus now, belongs to the guy. Therefore it's mutter. So the Gemara, is that true? That chiris is kanya. But now we learned in our Avodah Zarah. After mokim shomru lahaskir, and even though you're allowed to rent out your house to a guy, of a learn of base dira, you're not allowed to... please. You're not allowed to lend it out to a Beis Dira for them to live there. Omru, why? Because the guy, Mistam, will bring into his house on Avodah Zarah. So, what's wrong? You rented out your house to a guy. So, it's saying now, if you rent it out to him, you can't let the guy live though there. Why not? Because we're afraid he'll bring in Avodah Zarah into the house. So, what's wrong if he brings it in though? It's not in your house. The guy is renting it right now. It's called in his house. Now, if you're going to tell me now when you rent something, it's considered like it's yours, when the guy brings in the avoy deserve into his house, whose house is he bringing it into? Into his own house. So why is it also? Elamai yabaklor raya, that tchiris midirais is not kanya. The fact you rent it out to a guy, midirais still belongs to you. And therefore, it'd be also to let a guy rent out the house and the guy brings in an avoy deserve. Because it's also to have an avoy deserve in your house. And since you own the house still, it's also to have it. So Mele Tshuveh here then. You see, Midirais, even though you rent it to the guy, still it's considered it belongs by you, so why is the mutter here? We're talking now that you are Makabel Achrayis on this Pekodin. So it's Goy Shechometz, really it's in your house now, and you're Makabel Achrayis, it should be Osir. Why is saying it's mutter? Because since you like rented this room to the guy, it's like in his reshus. I am proving to you that Tchiris is not Kanye, it's not called in the guy's reshus. And the Gemara, Shani Hocha, the Afkar Rachmona, Veloshin Lo Yimotzei. The Torah here doesn't say in your Rishus. It says it shouldn't be found by you. Misha Motzei Biyotcha, Yotze Zer Shein Motzei Biyotcha. In other words, since this room is like rented out to the guy, say even though in Din Torah, the guy doesn't own the room, it's still considered like your room, but Lamais, it's not Motzei by you, it's not called found in your Rishus. Because you're not going to be there right now. Since Lamais, you rented it out to the guy, you gave the guy the right to use it, who's going to be found in that room? Only the guy, not you. So this chometz is not called motzi by you. Therefore it's mutter. Even though really it's in your reshus, but in a case where the chometz is in your reshus, but it's not motzi by you, it's mutter. So this is goyish chometz now. You want to say it's motzi by you? No, it's not called motzi by you. Since you made chiris makes it enough to say it's not called motzi by you. Yeah, all right, let's stop here. You're holding that Vov Omer Aleph. In the middle, or by the big lines, the second one of the big lines. Yeah. Omer Rav Yehuda Omer Rav. Hamoitzi chometz bebeisai biyomtiv. If somebody finds chometz in his house in the middle of Yomtiv on Pesach, is koyful of es hakli. So all you have to do is just cover it up with a keli. Put a plate on top of it. As long as you don't see it, that's enough. So Rashi learns, koyful of es hakli, to lechazil totule. He's on Yom Tif itself, the chometz is muksa. You're not allowed to touch it. V'yafuki, you can't take it outside. Umiyah about your raw layover, but you're not over an Yisid Yiraisa. Why? To abot lay belibe, miyesma. Because Mustama, yesterday before an Erev Pesach, you were mavato the chometz. Kidarmina le kamun, that haboidik tsarach shivato, belibe. When you make a bedikas chometz, right after the bedika, you have to make a bittel. So therefore, midiraisa, you're not over by your raw and by your motz on this chometz that you find now, because you're ready mavatal it. Ela mishum shla yishkach. The Yechlenu, the Islamic Zeru, you shouldn't come teetered on Pesach, is Sarach Shvias Kli. That's why you have to right now cover it up. You can't take it out of the house because it's Muksa. So the only answer is just put a Kli over it. But the Mefarsh Ramadayik from Rashi, Mashmo, let's say somebody did not make Bittel. He wasn't Mavatul the Chometz before Pesach. So if you find Chometz now in your house on Pesach, your Mamish over in Yisrael Raisa. You're being over by your old, by your Motzei. So then Rashi would be Moidir as Smutzer to take the Chometz out of your house and even to burn it. Because it's called the tzarech then. You would be allowed to do it. Since Havar is mutl at tzarech, this is called the tzarech not to be over Nisid Raisa. So therefore, our sugya that says all you have to do is just koifel of us a kli, is talking about that you wore mavatlit. So there's no Nisid Raisa. Just Amad Rabboni, you should get it out of your house, not to come to it. That is no hetter to touch it because it's mukso. So therefore, the answer is cover it up with a kli. So the more Omar Rova, Imshal Hegdishu, let's say the chometz you have in your house belongs to Hegdish, is ain't it tzarech, you don't have to cover it up with a kli either. You can leave it the way it is. My timer, Mivda Bedile Minei. Everybody stays away from Hegdish, even the whole year. Not only on Pesach wouldn't you come to eat it. Even the whole year you wouldn't come to eat Hegdish. So therefore now on Pesach, Mamonashach, Bal Yiroi, you're not over, either because you're Mavatlit, or Poshit, since it belongs to Hegdish, we had before, the Pesach says, Lecho, Lo Yiroi Lecho, sir, it has to belong to you, and Hegdish doesn't belong to you anymore. So therefore there's no Issa the Yiraisa, and Medir Rabbanan also there's no Issa, because everybody stays away from Hegdish. The Yom Rav Yudom Arav, Chemtsoi Shel Nochri, Chometz that belongs to a Goy, is Oysaloi Mechitza Asara Tvochim, Mishum Heker. Let's say a guy comes in your house on Pesach and puts down some chometz. So the rice there's no issa, because you weren't mekabel achrayis. The chometz belongs to the guy. Again, the pasuk says lecho, your chometz you can't see, but the guy's chometz you're allowed to see. But still, midirabbanan you're supposed to make a mechitza. So Rashi, nochri ha-mufkad etz. The first one of the big lines in Rashi. Noch achem tzeishal nochri ha-mufkad etz loy v'loy kibulol abachrayis. To mutel l'shoisei, a guy put his chometz by you in your house. But you are not makabel achrayis. If it gets lost, you don't have to pay for it. So midirais it's mutter. Still midirabbanan oisolei mechitza. V'yarbo so on erev Pesach you have to make a mechitza. Mishum heker shlo yishkach v'yechlenu. You shouldn't come to forget and eat his chametz. V'loi sagalei b'chvias kli kol shivam. Here, since it'll be in your house all 7 days in Pesach, it's not enough like the Gemara before says just to cover it up. But here you have to make a mechitza. As for one day on Yom Tov, if you can't do anything, we let you just cover it up. Like Rashi said, you can't make a mechitza on Yom Tov. But here we are going to have it in your house for all 7 days of Pesach. Before Pesach, you mechuyim mid rabbanan to make a mechitza for Heker. So the Gemara of Yimshel Hegdishu, let's say the chometz you have in your house belongs to Hegdish, ain't it tzarech. You don't have to make any mechitza. You're not over the issur deraisa because it doesn't belong to you. And mid rabbanan also were not afraid. So the Gemara of my time, why not? The Teretz says, Mivdal Bedili in Shimine, like we said the same story before. Hegdish, everybody stays away from even the whole year. So we're not afraid you come teed it, therefore you don't even have to make a mechitza. V'yom Rav Yudom Arav, ha-meforesh v'ha-yoytzei b'shayora. Ha-meforesh, somebody goes away. Rashi means min ha-yabosh l'yam. He goes on the sea. He takes a trip. Or else v'ha-yoytzei b'shayora, it's time you go in a caravan that you travel a faraway place, and you're going to be away for Pesach. It's like this. Koydim shloshim yoyim, if you go away, you leave your house. Before 30 days before Pesach, is ein zokik levayir. You don't have a chiyuv to make any bedikas chometz. Mashenke in toich shloishim yoyim, let's say you leave within the 30 days before Pesach, then zokik levayir. Then before you leave, you have a chiyuv to make a bedikas chometz. You have to check out your house. Now, Omer Abaye says like this, Ho di yamr, that you say, toich shloishim yoyim zokik levayir, if he leaves a week or two or 3 weeks before Pesach, before he leaves. He has to make a bedikas chometz. He has to be mevayir, get rid of all the chometz out of his shoes. Lo yamorin, this is only said, elishadaita lachzer, if he has das to return back to his house on Pesach, or else before Pesach, and to be there on Pesach. But let's say he's going away, even 2 weeks before, and he does not have das to return, is ain't zokas levaya. That's what Abaye says. As long as you don't have das to return for Pesach, you're not going to be home, you don't have to make any bedikah. There's no reason to get rid of the chometz. Now, Avada, the pshat is, the chometz belongs to you, Yerobah, Yemotzei. So, Pashin, we're talking about that the person made a bittul. His midiyaraisi, he took care of it because he was mavatal his chometz. He's mavatal his beliboy. Even though the chometz belongs to him, he's not over any yisra, because he was mavatlit. He made it either what Tosis means, like the hefker, or Rashi holds, bittul is, your mavatal beliboy, you make it like it's nothing to you. It has no cheshivus, it's like offer, so that's the key of the mitzvah tashbisu, and the mele, you're not over by your by yimotzei. So midiraisi, you took care of it with bittul. No, but the rabbonin, you have to make a bedikum, and the time of the rabbonin's bedikum is, you shouldn't come teed it. So if you're going to be away from the house, you have no chiyah bedikum. But if you leave within 30 days, we'll soon see, then you do have a bedikah. But if you leave before 30 days, then you don't have a bedikah. Now, Abaye says, that we say if you leave within 30 days, you have a chiyah bedikah, that's only if you plan to come back. So then we understand, since you plan to be yom for Pesach, if you don't make a bedikah, we're afraid maybe you'll find chametz on Pesach and you'll come to eat it. Therefore, the Rabbanan said, you have to make a bedikah. Omalei Rova, so Rova has a kasha, no. E daita lachzer, if the person has das to come back, and to be home for Pesach, so pshita afilum Rosh Hashanah nami. Even if he leaves the house on Rosh Hashanah, more than 30 days, mama 6 months before he goes away. But if he knows that he's going to come back on the middle of Pesach, or right before Pesach, so pshita is not to make a bedikah, because he's going to live in his house on Pesach, and maybe you'll find chametz in his house, and we're afraid he'll come to eat it, even if he made a bittul. So he's not over midiraisa, but the rabbanon still make a takona, you have to make a bedikah, maybe you come to eat it. So how can you say that you leave within 30 days, it's only if you're going to come back in your house? No, if you're going to come back and be announced for Pesach, so no matter how early you left, you have to make the bedikah. Elo Amar Rovas, Rova says like this, Ho di Amr, that you're telling me, Koidim Shloishim Yoim, Ain't Zokag Levayer, the first part of the din, that if you leave the house before 30 days before Pesach, you don't have to make a bedikah. Lo Yamorin, that kul is only said, Elishain Daitalachzer, you don't have das to return to your house on Pesach, or right before Pesach. Avo Daitalachzer, but let's say you have das, you know clearly you'll be home for Pesach. Afilum Rosh Hashanah, even if you leave your house on Rosh Hashanah, before you leave the house, Zokak Levayah, you should know you have a chiv to make a bedikah. Because if you don't make a bedikah, we're afraid you're going to come home on Pesach, and you're going to find chametz, and as soon as you find chametz, you maybe come to eat it. So therefore, Avadim and Rabbanan is the chiv to make a bedikah. The only time you potter is if you leave 30 days before Pesach, and you don't plan to come home for Pesach. So since you don't plan to be home for Pesach, and you left before 30 days, you have no chiv to take care of the nyan in Pesach. So you could leave without making a bedikah. When it comes Pesach, you'll be over by your motz, it's your chametz. The Teretz is Avad, you'll be mavatlit. Bittul helps anywhere. And maybe you come to eat the chametz, you won't come to eat it, you're not going to be home. But in the case when you plan to be home, shit, you have to make a bedikah before. So let's see Rashi, the Chiddush of Rashi here, Shver Rashi. Rashi, Afilam Rosh Hashanah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The fifth line, near the end of it. Afilam Rosh Hashanah Nami, is at Rashi. Dichihada bei b'yemeya Pesach. Even if the person left his house on Rosh Hashanah, but if he knows he's going to be home for Pesach, when he comes home on Pesach, over alei, he's going to be over by Yerobayimotzer then. V'hi shosa lav rishus sehid lavatle. At that time, he's not going to be in his rishus mavatle anymore. Like in the middle of the Pesach, we'll soon see he can't be mavatle. He can only be mavatle koidim zmani suri, when it's still in your rishus. But once it comes zmani suri, anyway, it's out of your rishus. But the Torah put it back in your rishus, it doesn't know bitum. Shrei Yisr Hanohu, V'yene Shaloi, once it comes the Mani Surei, comes Pesach, Chometz is also Banom, it's like it doesn't belong to you. The Melo Zakrashu, Kishuruhu, when you're going to see the Chometz now on Pesach, over all that, then you're going to be over by your Obay Yimotzei. So Rashi is Mashmir that if the person left his house on Rosh Hashanah, he has to make a Bedikah why? Because maybe you'll come home on Pesach. When he comes home on Pesach, when he sees his Chometz in his house, that's when it's going to be over by your Obay Yimotzei. So a lot of chedushim here. Rashi is mashmi, you're only over when you see it. Mashmi, if you have chametz in your house, but you don't see it, you're not over. So Mefarshim asks Kasha, that's not true, L'chura. L'chura, as long as you own the chametz and it's in your house, even if you're not home, but it's your chametz, you should be over by your motzei. So it's a big shaila how to learn Rashi here. Some Mefarshim learned that kol zaman you're away, Eblai is like nofel l'mapolis. Eblai is like something fell on top of it. So as long as something fell on top of it right now, it's not called motzei yetzlecha. So therefore, up until you see it, it won't be yosem, because you're not home. If you're home living there, even though you don't see it, that's called motzei yetzlecha. But if you went away, you're not home at all, so then it's considered like nofel l'mapolis. Alright, a lot of the Mashal, talks about Rashi, Shver Rashi. But Poshet, the Halacha is that, the Halacha Taki Rova by Yerova by Yemotzei. And the only answer is if you leave your house before Pesach, is to Mavatlit. Even if you leave 2 months before Pesach, Havad, you have to make a Bittum. You have to be Mavatlit Beliboy. Just the Chiyim of the Rabbanon to make the Bdika, that you don't have to do. If you left before 30 days, you don't have to make a Bdika if you don't plan to be home on Pesach. So tomorrow now, V'yozda Rova L'taymei. Rova goes according to this time that is totally in 30 days. Like, what does 30 days have to do here? No, V'yozda Rova, no, different. V'yozda Rova L'taymei, the Yama Rova. Ho'oysa, beisei, oitzer, if somebody's going to make his house down into a warehouse, instead of living there, he's going to decide to store things in his house. Is Kodim Shloshim Yom, if he's going to make his house into a warehouse, before 30 days before Pesach, and Zokas Levayir, he does not have a chiyuv to check out the floors for the chametz before he makes it a warehouse. Let's say he starts to do this, move out of his house and make his house a warehouse within 30 days before Pesach, then Zokas Levayir, he has a chiyuv to make a bedika. Even if he does it before 30 days, if he doesn't have any das to empty it out before Pesach, again, not to use this house for Pesach. Let's say even though now he's going to make it for a warehouse, he's going to store all his goods there. But if he has das that either before Pesach or on Pesach, he'll empty it out again from all his goods and he'll live there. So then he'll be living there on Pesach. Then, like we had before, even if you do this, you make your house into a warehouse 30 days before Pesach, still, nami zokag levayir. Still, you have to make a bdika, because you will be living here on Pesach. So if you don't make a bdika, we're afraid maybe you'll find the chametz on Pesach, and you come to eat it. Are you mavatlit? So what? Bittul only helps that maybe raisa, you're not over by your own, by your motzayin. But the rabbanon always made exera, even though you're mavatlit, still you have to make a bdika, that we don't want you to find chametz and maybe you come to eat it. So here, if you're making your house into a noitzer 30 days beforehand, you have no chiyuv bdika. If you don't plan to use this house even throughout Pesach, you don't plan to empty it out from the warehouse and live there. But if you plan to empty it out and live there, then you have to make the bdika. Now for the Gemara, Hani Shleshim Yoim, Maya B'detayu. Where do we get the shear of punk 30 days? Like we're saying now, anything within 30 days of Pesach, even if you don't plan to be home, you plan to go away for 3 months now, you have to make a bdika before you leave, even with the Rabbonin. Mashenkin, before 30 days, you don't have the chiyuv. Where do we get the shear of 30 days? Now the Gemara, Kinatanya, the Gemara's going to brace them. There's a loch of in Shoyalin, Vidorshin, Pilchas HaPesach, Koydim HaPesach Shloshim Yoim. There's such an Indian that you're supposed to start learning Hilchas Pesach 30 days before Pesach. There's such a loch like that. It could even be Midiraiser also. The Drashi Koydim Shloshim, but 30 days before Pesach, you're supposed to start Shoyalin Vidorshin learning Hilchas Pesach. The first is saying, my Nafkaminim. Nafkaminim is if you ask a Shalom to a Rav. There's a halacha, if two people come to ask a shalom to a rov, something that's nageya right now, you're supposed to answer that person first. If somebody asks you a shalom that's not nageya to right now, it's nageya for a long time. And somebody else asks you a shalom at the same time about something nageya right now, you're supposed to answer the person that shalom nageya right now. So chatz nafkamina 30 days before Pesach. If somebody comes and asks you a shalom about hukas Pesach before 30 days, you don't have to answer him right now. It's not this man yet. If somebody else asks you Shalom, something again to trace from the Gantt right now, you're supposed to answer him. But once it comes 30 days before Pesach, that's already called his man to be Isaac and Hukas Pesach. And if somebody comes to ask you Shalom, it's called he's asking something this man that you're supposed to answer him first. But according to you see that such in the 30 days before Pesach, you have to start worrying, learning the Isaac and Hukas Pesach. Here also, like the bottom Rashi says, Kodim Shloshim, Loichala Chayvas Birolov. Before 30 days, there's no chiyuv even with the rabbanon to make a bdikon, because you have no chiyuv to start thinking about Pesach yet. Then later, when it comes 30 days, you're not mechuyev anymore. Could the Amoron do enough for the Mapoilus? Or here, where you made it into an Eitzer, it already fell a Mapoilus on it. Or else, if you went away, you're not there anymore. So if you left before 30 days, you have no chiyev to worry about Pesach. But once it comes 30 days before Pesach, then you have a chiyev to worry about Hilchas Pesach in the Melon. You have a chiyev now to make a bdika, to make sure your house will be clean for Pesach. So Metchilu, you're supposed to do it, like the Mishnah says, Leo Larba Oso. The night of Erev Pesach, that's when we make the bedikah. But if you know you're going to go away, you're not going to be home then, so before you go away, you have to make the bedikah. Because 30 days before Pesach, you have to be Isaac in doing Hilchas Pesach. Right? We have Shimon and Leo Leiman, no Shtei Shabbosis. He dings it and says, no, you don't have to be Isaac 30 days, no, it's enough 2 weeks before. So the Gemara, what's the machlokes? It's my time of the Tanakama. What does he say 30 days? So the Gemara, Sharei Moshe, Oimed, the Pesach Rishon.